Daf is Daf Ayin Ches. We're going to learn Refuah Shleima for Talia Fegebas Tzivi Alisa. She's having a surgery this morning. Everything should be successful, and a big Refuah Shleima. So the Gemara begins now two lines down. The Gemara says Neima Masnisin. Let's say our Mishnah. So Mishnah we were talking about on yesterday's Daf, really 2 days ago, where the Mishnah taught us that there are five Kabanos Tzibur that could be burned Betuma. So that Mishnah, the Gemara suggests, name a masis and delok Rabbi Yosi, not like Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, hatzitz meratza al achilos, that tzitz meratza on the bus or the element, that aspect of the carbon that could be eaten. And Rabbi Yosi Omer, eina hatzitz meratza al achilos, he argues and says that tzitz is not meratza on the element of the achilos. So now, kitzaka daitach, the hava minar here is, midakama Rabbi Yosi, eina tzitz meratza al achilos, kabi shua sirlei. Damar ba'in and tarte. So if you remember yesterday's daf, there's machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua whether or not you need both the dam and basar, or one without the other is sufficient. Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion you need both dam and basar, you need both of them together, ba'in and tarti. So the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Yosi aligned with Rabbi Yeshua, and since he holds tzitz is not miratza nachilos, so you don't have the element of the basar, the basar is tameh, and the tzitz is not helping with the basar, so all you have is dam without basar, and dam without basar doesn't work because Rabbi Yeshua holds that you need both ba'in and tarti. So it must be that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, you need two of them. And now, Haneiman mahashta masnisin delok Rabbi Yosi. It's not like Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah, because according to him, if the carbon came betuma, and since the achila is not, it's also tameh, and tzitz ein meratzin atuma, ein meratzin al achilos, you should not be able to go ahead and bring the Karbanos Tzibur, even though it comes betuma. So our mission is not like Rabbi Yosi. That's the Gemara initially suggests. And the Gemara says, Lo, Rabbi Yosi, ki Rabbi Eliezer Srile, damar dam, afapi, shena ein basar. So Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, you don't need dam and basar, you don't need both of them, as long as there's dam. So even though the basar is tamei, and even though the tzitz is not meratz and the basar, which is achila, still you could go ahead and bring the carbon, because the carbon doesn't need basar, you could bring dam, afopi, shein basar. So Rabbi Yosi can be the author of the Mishnah, that even though the carbonos are tamei, and even though you can't eat them because the tzitz is meratz, you could still go ahead and bring them, because again, dam, afopi, shein basar. So the Gemara then says, if that's the case, hachi, lemai hilchasa eina tzitz meratz al achilos. If it's true that you don't need basar at all, all you need is dam, afa pishein basar. So who cares whether it's meratza and the achila or not, whether it's meratza and the basar or not? The basar is completely irrelevant here, as long as you have the dam. So what's the whole nafkamina of a tzitz not being meratza and achila or not? And the Gemara, before answering this question, just furthers the question. It says, ulatamech, according to your reasoning, that in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, forgetting Rabbi Yosi just for a second, but the same question for Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, damar tzitz meratza, he holds that the tzitz actually is meratza on achila. So what's the need? You don't need that. Kaven damar dam afa pishein basar, since he says you could go ahead and bring the carbon, even without there being basar available, hatitz meratza al achilas, what's the relevance of the tits being meratza and achila? You could bring the carbon without the basar regardless. So what's an afkamina, whether tits is meratza, or tits is not meratza, what's an afkamina m'lai hilchasa? So again, both Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Eliezer hold, you could bring the dam afa pishein basar. The carbon could go ahead, even though the basar is tamei and you can't touch it. They just argue whether the tzitz is meratza on that basar or not. We just want to know what's the nafkamina. You don't need the basar to bring the carbon. So Gemara tells you the following of the nafkaminas of whether the tzitz is meratza al achilas or not meratza al achilas. So what are they? The Gemara says, Ela limikbae bipigel ulafuke mide mi'ila kemiflagi. So they're arguing about two different cases here. One is being koveya pigel. So pigel is a din that the kohen has the wrong machshava about eating it outside the zman or outside the makom, and that's pigel. But pigel is only relevant if there's no other psul there. Let's say you have a carbon that's tamei, and the kohen is mefagel on that carbon. It's not pigel because there's already a tumah. It has some other psul. Pigel is only relevant if there's no other psul other than that pigel that the kohen had in mind. So now you have a carbon that's tamei. So now, then the kohen is mefagel. If you say that it's tzitz meratz on the tumah, so the tumah is now off the table. The only psul here is pigel. It would be pigel. But if you hold tzitz is not meratzah on the achila, it's not meratz on the basar, that means there's still tumah here, then pigel would not be relevant because it's a secondary psul. That's one afkamina. And the second afkamina is whether or not there's going to be a violation here of mila. We know mila exists on a carbon. If one gets hana from a carbon, one violates mila, unless the mitzvah was performed properly here. So let's say in this case here where it's tameh, so if it's tameh and the tzitz is meratzeh, so then one had fulfilled his the zrika, the dam, was actually metaher the basar, because tzitz is meratzeh the basar, so when you sprinkle the blood, it actually fulfills the mitzvah of the basar, and there's no longer any mila. But if you hold the tzitz is not meratzeh al achilos, so when the kohen does a zrika, it does not affect the basar. The basar remains the initial kedusha, and one would be subject to me'ila if he gets hana from that. So let's see in the Gemara now. So Gemara again says, Ela lemikboi bepigol ulafuke mide me'ila kimifli. The Gemara is going to explain these cases. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that savar meratze tzitz alave, that tzitz is meratze on achila, on basar, umashvile ketahor, and turns the basar shenitma into basar tahor, the kavaleh bepigel. So now tumah is, you know, out of the picture, and the only psul would be the pigel. If the kohen is mefagel, it would be pigel according to him. And also umafik leh mide meila, and so too the zrika would also affect the would be a mitzvah on the basar, and the basar would now no longer be subject to the iser meila.
But I have to agree that if the zrika is on, if he's mefagel on the zrika, he would be chayav. It's just that if he's mefagel on the achida one.
I'm not sure. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Savar lo meratzah tzitz alave. He says that tzitz is not meratzah on the basar, and if it's not meratzah on the basar, that means the basar remains tameh, and therefore lo mashri le ketaur, it's not taur, and since it's not taur, or since it's still tameh, the lo kavaleh bepigel can't be pigel, because since there's another psul that's present, pigel's not shayach here. And furthermore, since the basar remains tameh, v'lo mapik le mide mila, when the zrika takes place, it does not fulfill the mitzvah of the basar. The basar remains tameh, and if one were to go ahead and get hana from the basar, since it's not the osa mila, there would be an iser of mila. So that's the suggestion right now in the Gemara. The machlokas whether tzitz is meratza al achilos or not meratza al achilos. So the Gemara then says, maskila Rav Meri, Nehinami de Rabbi Yossi Savar Rabbi Eliezer. Granted, I could grant you that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that you could bring dam afa pishein basar. That much we could understand. So Bishma, this makes sense, zvachim ikadam, that the carbon, the zvachim has blood, so you bring dam rather on the mizbeach. And the case in the Mishnah that the carbon omer, nam ika komet, so there's a kemitza you put on the mizbeach. So I understand that as well, that tzitz meratza on that. And the lechem upon him, nami ika bazichin, you put the bazichin also on top of the mizbeach. El shel lechem ma'ik lemeimer. But what's the case? What's the tzitz being meratza by the shel lechem? Shel lechem, nothing goes on the mizbeach that could be subject to any ritzoy from the tzitz. So now we're saying Rabbi Yossi authored a Mishnah, perhaps. But if you author the Mishnah, it's not going to fit into every single case. If the reason why he fits in the Mishnah is because the tzitz is meratza, there's nothing to be meratza for shel lechem because nothing goes on the carbon, on the mizbeach. So if you're going to tell me v'chitema, yes, the shtei lechem for shavuos doesn't come just as a shtei lechem. It's accompanied by shnei kvasim. You bring sheep. So maybe it's talking about the kvasim that go on the mizbeach. V'chitema lekarbon imahim. No, in a chanam the shtei lechem they'll go on the mizbeach, but the tits can be maratze on the kvasim if they become tameh. Gemara says if you're talking about the zvachim, the kvasim, hainu shalmei tibor. That's already captured in the word shalmei tibor in the Mishnah. That's already one category. So you're not going to list every single carbon. We said shalmei tibor, captures all types of carbonos. So Gemara says imkein havalu arba. So now we're going to remove shelechem from the list, and really it subsumes v'anan ar chamisha tanan. Right. Right now, if we're saying shelechem, it's not really about shelechem. It's really about the kvasim that titzis meratzam. Kvasim is the same din as shalmei tibor we mentioned in the Mishnah. So really, there should only be four examples, not five examples. So that's not really it. This can't be the svara. It's not about a svara of the tzitz being ratza at all. So let's try to figure out, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? So the Gemara says, Ella must be kasava Rabbi Yossi, tuma hutra b'tzibur. He holds that tuma is in fact hutra b'tzibur, and that's the din here. So since he holds tuma hutra b'tzibur, we can understand why when the karbanos tzibur are tamei, you could bring them nonetheless because the tuma hutra b'tzibur. So that's Rabbi Yossi's understanding. So Gemara says, we can't say Rabbi Yossi holds of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. But Hotani, we've had Brisa that teaches just Echad Zev, Echad Zev. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol preparing for Yom Kippur, or a Kohen preparing for the Paraduma process. So Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Mazin Allah Kol Shiva, that every day, for 7 days straight, you sprinkle the paraduma, the ashes. So there's a din. When a person becomes tamei meis, so the way it works after he's tamei for 7 days, we have to sprinkle the mechatas day 3 and day 7. And it's ideal to make it the exact day 3 from when he became tamei and day 7. But we don't always know exactly when he became tamei, so the Tanakhama says, sprinkle waters on him every single day for 7 days straight. This way you'll be sure to get day 3 and day 7 in the mix. Okay. So according to the Tanakhama, your mazin alav kol shiva mikol chatos. What do you mean, all chatos? The reference to Rashi points out, look at Rashi 2Y lines down here. Rashi says, mikol chatos, mikol afari haparos shayu b'mikdash, all the different ashes of the various paradumas that we had burned throughout history, we take from them, she'efer parasha Moshe lo kalsa. The Moshe Beinu had a paraduma, he performed one, he burnt one, those ashes never were complete. And every time we had another paraduma, we added to the mixture. So it's always initially from the paraduma Moshe, always existed. So when we say mikol chatos, we mean we take from that whole storage of the ashes, we take from the ashes and we mix them in the water. So we do that all 7 days. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. Comes along Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein mazin alav ela shlishi v'shvi bilat. He says you only need to sprinkle on day 3 and day 7. You don't have to makbid to do every day of 7 days. Make a din, all you need is day 3, day 7. Fine. What's the point now? Now, Isaac adaitach kasar Rabbi Yossi tumah hutcher b'tzibor. If he holds like tumah hutcher b'tzibor, that once you bring a carbon tzibor, so then it's hutra. So then what do you need the whole process? Lamli hazak klal. But he's trying to explain why the Kohen Gadol needs to go through the paraduma process to bring karbanos tzibor Yom Kippur. Well, if Rabbi Yossi really held the tumah hutcher b'tzibor, you don't have to do hazah at all. Let him go ahead and bring it. If he's tamei and he's bringing the carbon tzibor, tumah hutcher b'tzibor is completely allowed. It must be Ella. Rather, he holds tumah dechuya, and therefore you have to do hazah. So it must be we cannot say Ella mechavisa masis and delok Rabbi Yossi. Cannot be like Rabbi Yossi. Again, just to backtrack for a second. We start off the top of the Gemara saying that he's not Rabbi Yossi, is not like our Mishnah. We made two suggestions. Maybe he can work with our Mishnah. Either because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer and the Titzis Meratzah on the Tumah, that's why he allows it. We point out that doesn't work out for Rabbi Yossi. And then we suggested Tumah Hutcher B'Tzibor, that's why he allows the Karbanos Tzibor. But there too, we also proved that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibor. And we have to revert back to our initial assumption that Rabbi Yossi cannot line up with our Mishnah. He's not the Mechaber of our Mishnah. Fine. I don't remember. Not sure. So then the Gemara says 3 wide lines down. Amar le Rav Papa le Rabaye, Rabbi Yossi Shtara Mizaki le Beit Trehu. So Rabbi Yossi, he held on to two sides of the Shtar, right? He's like the Tovei and the Nitba. He's collecting and he's paying. So what does that mean? The Tanya. They want you to understand Shat and Rabbi Yossi. We have a Brisa. Rabbi Yossi says something very strange. Rabbi Yossi says, Amar Rabbi Yossi Roa Ani, I see the opinion as Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Bizvachim. I think Rabbi Eliezer is correct. I also think Rabbi Yeshua is correct. And v'divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'menachos, v'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'menachos. So how could that be? So the Gemara explains, divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim, shaya omer he holds, dam ava b'shein basar, you could sprinkle the blood, even though the basar is tame, you could go ahead, you don't need both of them. And I also hold of divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim, shaya omer imein dam, ein basar, imein basar, ein dam, you need both of them, which is obviously a contradiction, it's either one or the other. And furthermore, divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'menachos shehaya omer komet afal pishen sham shirayim, that you could go ahead and bring the kmitza even though the shirayim are tamei. But I also hold of divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'menachos shehaya omer im ein sham shirayim ein komet im ein komet ein shirayim. So that's a big stira. Do you hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Do you hold like Rabbi Yeshua? So what's pshat in this brisa? So the Gemara explained to Amar le mestavra kamar. It makes sense that he said the following: kikai bizvachim, when he was learning maseches zvachim. And he learned this machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, about the dam of pishen basar. So when he was learning that, Amar, Rabbi Yossi said, Mistavrak yecha de pligi bezvachim, pligi nami b'menachos. When he was learning Masechas Zvachim, and he came across this machlokas, he said, Mistama, they have the same exact machlokas by menachos, kmitz, and shirai. And the reverse is true as well. When he was learning Kai b'menachos, when he was learning Masechas menachos, and he came across this machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Mistavri said, it makes sense, just like they argue by Menachos and the Kamitz and the Shirayim, Mistavri they also pligi nami bizvachim, they argue by Dam and Basar as well. So that's the initial suggestion of the Gemara. So Amar Lei, Hatinach, this all makes sense, ki kai bizvachim, when he learned Masech Zvachim, and he would say, Amar Mistavri, it makes sense, ki eicha de pligi bizvachim, pligi nami bizvachos, the ikar kroi, The whole source of this discussion is based on the sugyas and zvachim, so it makes sense that just like they argue by zvachim, they also argue by b'menachos. But to say the opposite, it's hard to say. Al kikoy b'menachos. When he learned menachos, Vamar he says mestaver kiyecha de pligi b'menachos pligi nami b'zvachim. So v'har ikar krab zvachim hudaksivi. But the initial machlokas is by zvachim. That's the starting point. You never have a starting point. Menachos. So the Gemara rejects this suggestion, and they have to try to figure out what a pshat here, Rabbi Yossi, where he's trying to paskin like both them in both Menachos and Zvachim. So the Gemara says, last six lines now, Ela lokasha, there's no contradiction. Rani is divrei Rabbi Eliezer, benitma, v'divrei Rabbi Shua, ba'avid v'saruf. So I hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, that if the bas became tameh, you could go ahead and sprinkle the dam nonetheless. But if it's a situation where the basar was lost or burnt, they hold like Rabbi Yeshua that you cannot go ahead and bring it. You need both them together. That's the suggestion. There's a difference between nitma versus avod v'saruf. So what's that chiluk? Why won't distinguish? Either way, the bas is not available. Whether it's tameh or avod v'saruf, what's the difference? So the Gemara explains b'nitma my taima. What's the reason why by nitma you could go ahead and bring the dam anyways? Mishum de merate tzitz, because the tzitz is merate and tumo. So the bas, even though it's tameh, it's not tameh because of the tzitz. It's considered tower. That's why you could go ahead and bring the dam. As opposed to avod v'saruf, the tzitz is not merate and that which is lost or burnt. So Gemara says the problem with his suggestion is very nice, it makes sense, but it doesn't work for Rabbi Yossi. Because we just said above, ha shmas leila Rabbi Yossi, damar eina tzitz merate al achilos. So tzitz cannot be merate on the basar. So if the tzitz is not merate on the basar nitma is the same exact din as a basar avud and a basar sarif, and that cannot be the distinction between when he holds like Rabbi Yeshua and when he holds like Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara says, let's go back to the drawing board. So what's the understanding of this brisa, this very ambiguous brisa? So ela lokasha. Roani, I see that as divrei Rabbi Eliezer, but tzibur. When it comes to tzibur, so there the basar is tameh, but we could say hutra but tzibur, and therefore the basar, the dam could be sprinkled. But roani is divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'yachid, because b'yachid you don't say tuma hutra b'yachid. So Gemara says, wait a second, why would you be mechayv between tzibur and yachid? What's the basis? B'tzibur my taima b'shem de tuma hutra b'tzibur. That's the only reason why you could be mechalik and be more makel by tzibur, because tuma hutra b'tzibur. But we just said above that chadah number one is shmas le Rabbi Yossi damar tuma duchuyi b'tzibur. He doesn't hold this way, so it's a very nice distinction, but this doesn't work out for Rabbi Yossi. And moreover, b'od e b'tzibur, if we're talking about b'tzibur, Rabbi Eliezer machshir v'lo Rabbi Yeshua. Only Rabbi Eliezer allows one to go ahead and bring dam af b'shem basar. Only he allows it. B'tzibur, not Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua actually, although he says you need both, by inatarti, it's only true by yachid. But by tzibur, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree, as the Gemara says in the top of Ayin Chesem Abeis, that ha amris b'tzibur, afilu Rabbi Yeshua modeh. So you cannot have this distinction between yachid and tzibur. Again, so what's the pshat here? How can Rabbi Yossi hold the Rabbi Eliezer, Yeshua, and Zvachim, and Rabbi Elazar, Yeshua, in the Menachos? What's pshat? And the Gemara gives the final answer. So Ella, Roa Anias Divri Rabbi Eliezer b'di'eved, v'divri Rabbi Yeshua l'chachila. L'chachila ba'in antarte. You need like both of them like Rabbi Yeshua. You need both dam and basar. But b'di'eved, if a guy brought the coin, brought the sprinkle of the blood, even though the basar was tameh, that's acceptable b'di'eved. So l'chachila Rabbi Yeshua, you need both, but b'di'eved, we accept one without the other, like Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says, wait a second. That the afil Rabbi Yeshua, nami moda. B'di'eved, if you sprinkle the blood, even though the basar was nitma, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that's acceptable. Even though l'chachili says ba'in and tarte, but b'di'eved, even he allows for this. That again, d'eved afilu Rabbi Yeshua nami moda, who, de katani, we have a mefurish brisa, moda Rabbi Yeshua, shim zarek, hurtza, if you did sprinkle the blood anyways, even though the basar was tameh, and even though you should not have, had you done it, so still your merata b'di'eved. So what's pshat here? So Gemara finally says the last answer. Ha betuma, ha b'avod v'sarif. We're going back to the initial suggestion between tuma and tzibur, but we're combining it with b'di'eved l'chadchila. So what does that mean? So Gemara says, ha betuma, ha b'avod v'sarif. Ki katani moda Rabbi Yeshua. When the Rabbi Yeshua say b'di'eved, he allows the dam afa pishen basar, that's shim zarek hurta benitma. If the blood was sprinkled, so it's we accept it if the basar was tamer. Aval ba'avad v'sarif, if there's a case where the basar was lost or burnt, and the guy went ahead and did this, lo, he does not allow you to accept this, b'di'eved, that won't even work. So ki kamar Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Rani as divrei Rabbi Eliezer, b'di'eved b'aved v'sarif. When he said, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that's the aved v'sarif, in that case, even Rabbi Eliezer would have said it's acceptable, while Rabbi Yeshua would not allow for it. So that's pshat here. So again, when does Rabbi Yossi say like Rabbi Yeshua? That's when the buser's nitma, but nonetheless you sprinkled it. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree, it's acceptable. But for the situation where it was aved v'sarif, only Rabbi Eliezer allows it b'di'eved to work. That's pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Okay, a bit complicated. Let's begin the next mission now. The mission says, Nitma basar v'chelav kayim eino zarek es adam. So we're talking about the Karim Pesach first, and then the mission is going to transition to general other karbanos. So when it comes to the Karim Pesach, if the basar becomes tameh, but the chelav of the animal becomes kayim, it remains kayim, eino zarek es adam, which means the chelav, which is the part of the animal that gets thrown onto the mizbeach, you can't do a zrika. The reason why you can't do a zrika is because the whole purpose of a karban pesach is to be eaten. If the basar is nitma, then it's pointless. There's no point in having the karban anymore. So what's the zrika for if the basar is tameh? But if it's the flip side, where if nitma a chelav, if the chelav becomes tameh, which means you can't throw it on the mizbeach, but the basar kaim, the basar remains tahor, and the owners, the bailim, can eat it, so then you would go ahead and zarek es adam. You could sprinkle the blood, because it will accomplish the purpose that the bailim can eat the Karban Pesach. That's all by a Karban Pesach. You need the basar to be kaim in order to go ahead and sprinkle the blood. As opposed to all other karbanos, uvim mukdashim, ain't okay, that's not the case. Let me just be clear, I didn't mention this before. Up until this point, we discussed dam versus basar. Chelev is a whole new element now. Chelev and basar are parts of the animal. Chelev goes on this beach, the basar goes to be eaten by the kohen and the baal here. So by the Karban Pesach, you definitely need the basar to be tahor to go ahead with this. But now we learn from other mukdashim, other karbanos, you don't need basar. You need something of the karban, either the basar or the chelev, you don't need both of them. So if the basar is available, or if the chelev is available, either one, you could go ahead and be zarek the blood, because you don't have the other karbanos, do not require it to be eaten. So that's the din. So if you just look at, yeah, that's fine. Okay. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Gida, Amar Rav. So Rav says, Im zarek, Hurtza, if you go ahead and sprinkle the blood, nonetheless, it's Hurtza, which means by the Karban Pesach, if the Karban Pesach, even though we said, Nitma Basar, V'chelev Kaim Einazorik, if the Basar's Tameh, and the Chelev's Tameh, rather, the Basar's Chalav, Basar's Tameh, and the Chelev is Kaim, we said, don't sprinkle it. But if you sprinkle it anyways, Rav is Mechadesh, it works your Hurtza, and you're potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. So, it comes out here, V'haba Inan Achila, but then we say, the whole point of Karban Pesach is to eat it. If the boss is tameh, that means you can't eat it. So the Gemara says, "Ein achanami lichachila, you require achila, but b'di'eved achila lo ma'akva. Achila is not ma'akev the Karban Pesach, and therefore b'di'eved, if it was a zarek hurtza, and he's parted from Pesach Sheni. How could you suggest achila is not ma'akev? V'aksev, didn't we learn based on the pasuk ish lafi achlo that each person has to eat it? You have to have a shir kazayis for each person. That's the mitzvah. That's only for a mitzvah, but b'di'eved is not ma'akev." Mar says, really? La'akev lo? It's not ma'akev? We learned also, v'hatanya, the Brisa says, we saw this a few days ago, a couple weeks ago maybe, but michsas, the pasuk says, milamed, shena pesach nishchat ela lemenuyev, that you could only have people who are on the guest list eat from the Karban Pesach. That's what we learned from the word michsas. The Rashi told us a targum a couple weeks ago that meant a guest list. So you have to have people on the guest list. So the Brisa says, yachal, one would have thought, shachto shelo lemenuyev, if one shechted for someone who was not on the guest list, it's not a big deal. It's you take overall mitzvah kosher. It's like you missed out on a chance of a mitzvah, but still acceptable. You could have people join even though they're not part of the guest list. That's the havamina. Tamalomer ish lefi achlo tachosu. The pasuk says the word tachosu twice. So it says michsas and tachosu. The double ashram, we have this klal, the kasuv shana lava kasuv la'akev. The Torah repeats itself a word, a phrase to tell us why they repeat it. The teacher says likuva. So now we see that the guest list is likuva. You have to be part of the guest list. If you're not part of the guest list, you can't be part of it. So now the Gemara takes it one step further. V'itkash ochlev l'mnuyav. We have a hekesh between the guest list and the ochlev. The mnuyav and the ochlev. So just like the mnuyav are ma'akev, the Karban Pesach, so too by extension, the ochlev are also ma'akev. So it's true, if it's ma'akev, how can you be yotze the mitzvah b'di'eved if you sprinkle the blood of the Karban Pesach if the basar was tamer? So the Gemara says, Ella must be that Rav, the author of this opinion, Rav Damar Krebi Nasan, Damar Achilas Psachim Lom Akva. We'll see where Rabbi Nasan says this, but there's this opinion of Rabbi Nasan that says Achilas Psachim Lom Akva. Even though in general we assume that Achilas Psachim is Ma'akev, Rav holds that Achilas Psachim is not Ma'akev. And since it's not Ma'akev, B'dyevet, if one sprinkle of the blood, if the Basar was Tame, it's still accepted B'dyevet, and a person is Pater from Pesach Sheni. So we have to now figure out who is Rabbi Nasan. So, hey, Rabbi Nasan, which Rabbi Nasan holds this way, that Achilas Psachim is not Ma'akva? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, Har Rabbi Nasan, the Tanya, the Rabbi Nasan in the following Brisa, the Rabbi Nasan Omer, Minayin Shekol Yisrael Yotzim B'Pesach Echad. How do you know that one Karan Pesach, one sheep, could really exempt the entire Tzibur, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people with one sheep? How do you know this? Tamul Omer, V'Shachtu Oso, Kol Kal Das Yisrael, Ben Harbayim. That the entire Kal Yisrael could shecht it, the one and only Karan Pesach. One Karan Pesach can exempt the entire Tibur. So Gemara said, how is that possible? V'chi ka kal shochten? V'halo ein shochten ela echad? What does it mean? V'shach to plural. That Kol Das Yisrael, they all hold on to the one knife? That's impossible. But five people probably can't hold on to one knife, let alone hundreds of thousands of Yidden. So what does it mean, v'shachtu kol kal das Yisrael? It must be, Rabbi Nassim's mechadish, el melamed, shekol Yisrael yotzim b'pesach echa. They could all be yotze, they could fulfill the mitzvah. And this, by the way, the source that Gemara and Kedushin learns, shlichas, that I wasn't shochet it. There was Reuven with the shochet, not me. How could it attribute v'shachtu? Because shlichas sh'adam kamoso. But either way, we see from here that one Karan Pesach can be motzi the entire tzibur. But how does that work? How is that possible? You look at Rashi. Rashi says, yotzim b'pesach echad, it's impossible that one sheep has enough of a kazayis for all of Klai Yisrael. But you probably don't have one for your entire shul of one sheep for a kazayis to go around, let alone the entire Klai Yisrael. So we see, it says Rashi, the afa pi she'ein bo kazayis lechol echad alma achila lamak. We don't have to have the tzibur anybody eat it. You could still be owed to the mitzvah of Karan Pesach without having to eat a kazayis. That's the source of Rabbi Nasan. Gemara says that's not true. Dilma shiny hasan, maybe this case is different. The e mamshechei hani chazi lahani. If these people draw off or remove themselves from the guest list, the backups could go in. V'mamshechei hani. If these people remove themselves, chazi lahani. It's a completely different understanding. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says e mamshechei hani ishakech dechazi lachulu. The sheep is really right for every single member of Klal Yisrael. Not at the same time, but in theory, there's this theoretical guest list. Dehei minayu mifkas. Even though no one lemaisa removed themselves from the guest list, but had a lot of people remove themselves, everyone would be shy to have a kazayis, possibly. But if it's tamei, it's not shy for anybody. So just because Rabbi Nasan allows a Karan Pesach to be motzi the entire tzibur, even though no one's getting kazayis, but in theory they can, it doesn't mean he'll say the same thing by an animal that's tameh, because there no one's actually allowed to eat, even in theory, you can't eat a kazayis of a Karan Pesach that's tameh. So there's no raya that achil is ma'akev or not ma'akev, according to this braisa. Ella, so Gemara says it must be a different Rabbi Nasan. Ella ha, Rabbi Nasan, the following Rabbi Nasan, the Tanya, nimnu alav chabur achas. Let's say one chabura had joined the guest list for one sheep for the Karan Pesach. And then, the second chabur wanted to jump onto the same guest list with that for initial sheep. So the first group who jumped on, there was a kazayis, enough of them to eat a kazayis. So, but by the time the second group jumped on, and you split up amongst 20 people as opposed to the initial 10, there's not enough kazayis of a kazayis to go around to everybody. So the Brisa points out, the Rishonim Shieshlem Kazayis, Ochen, Upturn, Melasas Pesach Sheni, the first group, where there's enough to go around for Kazayis for each, they could eat, and they're Pater from a second Pesach Sheni. But the Achronim who joined, and She'ein Lehem Kazayis, there was not enough of a Kazayis for each one of them, Ein Ochlin, V'chayavim, Melasas Pesach Sheni, they're not allowed to eat part of this Karan Pesach, and they must bring a Pesach Sheni, that's all the Tanakam. But we're concerned with the next opinion, Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Eilu V'eilu, Pturn, Melasas Pesach Sheni, Shekfar Nizrak Adam. So he thinks both parties are pater, certainly chabura achas, but even the second chabura, they're also exempt. They're exempt from doing so because the dam is already sprinkled. So the dam is already sprinkled. Why are they pater? Because, must be, you don't need to have achila. Even though there was not enough to go around to the second chabura, still, Rabbi Nasan's okay with it because he does not require achilas psachim. He doesn't explain what happens lamaisa. So then the Gemara says, Akati, Dilma, still, we can't bring a rye from this case here. Because shiny hasam over there is different because the imam shechehani chazalu. If the people from the first guest list remove themselves, so the backup list is shaykh. So in theory, even the chabura, the second chabura, is somewhat shaykh to the Karim Pesach. But to extend that over to the Karim Pesach that's tameh, was not shaykh to anybody to eat, that was not a good extension. So Gemara says, imkain, if that's the case. If the reason why Rabbi Nassan holds the second chabur is exempt is because in theory they could join to the first guest list if someone removes himself, but then if that's the svara, listen, why didn't the Braisa say that was the svara? It should have said, hol v'ru'in l'mashich, because they could have been added to the guest list if there was space for them. What does it mean, ma'isha kfar nizak adam? Why does the Braisa say because the blood was already sprinkled? Shema mina must be, the emphasis is, b'dam talya milsa v'achil l'om akva. He's pointing out that the emphasis is in the dam, the sprinkling of the dam, and not about a person eating it or not eating it. So we see from here that Rabbi Nassan holds that Achilas Pesachim is lo ma'akev, and since it's dam ma'akev, according to him, that's why Rabbi Rav said above, the emnitma basa, even though l'chachila you should not sprinkle the blood, but im zarek hurtza, according to Rabbi Nassan, because he holds that Achilas Pesachim is lo ma'akev. So now the Gemara wants to know, why in the world the Rav wanted to say this Mishnah is like Rabbi Nassan, the Das Yachin. Nobody holds like Rabbi Nassan. Everybody holds like the Chachamim that Achilas Pesachim is Makiv. So what compelled them to say this? So my duchke, the Rav, what was pushing, what was compelling Rav, the Mokim Le Masnisa, our Mishnah, who has said, again said, Nitma Basar, Eino Zarek, but Im Zarek Hurtza, what compelled them to say, the Mokim Le Masnisa, L'Chachila, and Rabbi Nassan? Maybe Nokma Karabanan, V'Afilu Dievet, Namilo. Maybe a Mishnah should be read like Rabbi, like Rabbanan. That Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akev, and when we say Eino Zark, means Eino Zark, even B'dievet, if the Zrika was done, Eino Hurtza. The Mishnah is not talking about L'chachil only, our Mishnah should be saying even B'dievet, it doesn't work in your Pata, your Chayiv, in a Pesach Sheni. So what compelled him? So the Gemara says, Rav Masnisan Kashisa. He had a difficulty understanding the Mishnah. Amai Ein Zark is Adam. Why don't you sprinkle the blood? Why does it use the language of Ein Zark is Adam? What the Mishnah really should have said is, L'say Pasal. It should say that nitma basar v'chelav kaim pasul. I mean, eino zorek is adam. So elishma amina eino zorek lichadchila about b'dieved shapir dami. That was his. That was what tipped him off. Will Rabbi Nassan? So that's all pshat. So now we have to ask the question, trying to understand Rabbi Nassan's understanding. How could he even say achias pesachim l'ma'akve? Didn't we bring a drasha? We said the drasha said the double lasha and shana levakasu l'ka'alaakev by minui, and we extended that over to Ochlin. That's ma'akev if it's no Ochlin. So the Gemara says, what's his understanding? Well, Rabbi Nassan ish lofi achlo lamali. What does he learn from this pasuk? Ba'ina negavra the chazi la'achilip. You need a person, an individual who's capable of eating to the exclusion of a chola or a zakin, but you don't have to have lemaisa, the animal, the carbon actually being eaten to be nechal. You have to have just individuals who can eat, and that's how he has pshat in the Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go through three different brises, and we want to know who is the author of each of these three brises based on what we just said above about Rabbi Nassan and Chachamim. So Gemara says, Man Tana Lahu, who is the author of the following brisa? The Tana Rabbanan, Shachtu L'Ochlov, you shachta for people who are able to eat, for Zarku Damo, Shlola Ochlov, but you sprinkle the blood, having in mind people who are not able to eat. HaPesach Atmo Kasher, Vadam Yotzi Ba Yidei Chavasa, the Karim Pesach is acceptable, and you can go ahead and be Yotzi the Mitzvah. Come on, who is this? It must be Neima, Rabbi Nassan, Nivelo Rabbanim. Why is this Rabbi Nassan? Because the understanding is that the Indian of Zrika always connects to Achila. So since the Zrika here was in mind for Shlola Ochlov, that's okay. Rabbi Nassan doesn't need people to eat it. And that's why it's acceptable. So Gemara says, no. Afilu Rabbanim. This could even be like the Rabbanim. The Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika. He held that, no, Rabbanim require Achilas Pesachim. That's a necessity. But Zrika, when it comes to Zrika, if you have in mind Ochlin during Zrika, that's not a psuro. The machshava of Ochlin is only shaykh during Shchita, it's not shaykh during Zrika. So therefore, the machshava of Shlol Ochlov during Zrika is ineffective, it's not a psul, and that's where Rabbanan allowed this to be acceptable. But Eina Hanami, they hold that you must eat the Karban Pesach. Gemara has another brisa. Man Tana Laha, the Tana Rabbanan, who is the author of the following brisa? Chalam means to be bari, Rashi says, to become healthy, become strong. So he was sick during Shechita and became healthy during Shas Zrika. Or if he was chalam b'shas Shechita, he was very healthy during Shechita, but chalam became ill b'shas Zrika. Ein shochtin v'zorkin olav ad sheye chalam b'shas Shechita ad chas zrika. He has to be healthy from the beginning of Shchita until the end of Zrika, from the beginning all the way to the end. So who was the author? Come on. Neima Rabbanhi velo Rabbi Nassim, because according to Rabbi Nassim, he doesn't require you to be healthy the whole time. Where's the Rashi? As a Rashir, but according to Rabbi Nassim, he doesn't care so much about the Zrika, because since Achila and Zrika are connected to each other, and Achila is not Makev, you don't have to be healthy during Zrika, as long as during Shchita you were healthy. So the Gemara says, must be Rabbanim below Rabbi Nassim. Gemara says, no, Afilu Tema Rabbi Nassim, Gavra, the Chazil Achila Ba'inan, even though the Maisa, Rabbi Nassim doesn't require the animal, the carbon, to be eaten, he requires the individuals to be roi la'ochel, so the individual must be healthy from beginning to end, even though l'maisa, you could still have a carbon pesach, that's tummy. So that's not a rai either. And then the third and final brisa on this daf, the Gemara says, man tana l'ha, who authored the following brisa, the Tanur Rabbanan, shachtu betara, v'charkach nitmu habaylam. So let's say they shachted a betara, and the baal was tahar, and then after the shechita, the baal became tummy. The din is, Yizrak Adam Betara, you could go ahead and sprinkle the blood, Yochel Basar Betuma. So the Kohen, who's Tahor, he could go ahead and sprinkle the blood, but the Bailam are not allowed to eat it, Betuma. Come on, who is this? It must be Amar Rebbe, Machlokes Shnuya, Rabbi Nassim. This is the Machlokes, Rabbi Nassim, Rabbanan, that hold, that according to Rabbanan, who hold, if it was brought Betuma, so you could also eat it in Betuma. That was a Mishnah, right? In the Karm Pesach. The din was, there's a unique carbon, since the whole point of Karm Pesach is to be eaten. So once it comes Baba Tuma, we could eat a Batuma. That's a line. Ha Pesach Shababa Tuma, Necha Batuma, Shlaba Mitchilasa Elot Lachila. So according to Rabbanan, he would have allowed, Rabbanan would have allowed the Baal to eat this case. If it's Tame, you could go ahead and eat it. So who's the one who holds, if it's Tame, you shouldn't eat it? Must be Rabbi Nassim, who does not require Achila. Achila's Pesachim isn't important. So if it's not important, it's not necessary, you should not go ahead and eat it if it becomes Tame. So this again is Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Nassim Shita. Kalam b'zlong Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I'm a fil tema Rabbanan. This could either even be offered by Rabbanan. So Rabbanan hold that Karim Pesach comes Batuma, you're allowed to eat a Batuma. So why in this case are they saying not to eat a Batuma? Gemara says, hach b'maya skin, what's the case here? B'tzibur da filu tuma nami avda. So if it's the case where the whole tzibur was tame, Gemara says, well, how does that answer the question? Ibatzibur amai eina basar necha Batuma. If it's a situation but the tibor became tameh, so that's dafka where everybody agrees it's tumah hutra b'tibor. You should be able to eat it. So Gemara says no. It's a case here that amai ena baser nechal b'tumah. Gzeira shemo yitmu habaylam laachar zrika v'yomu eshtaked lo nitmu v'achlu hashanami nechav lo yada deshtaked ki isdarik dam baylam tameim hayu havu hashana baylam tarmho havu. What's going on here? Sorry, my throat's killing me. So Gemara says that as follows. If you look at Rashi first, Rashi Gzera Shema Lashana Acheres Yitmu Hatzibur Achad Zrika. They're concerned if you allow the tzibur to eat a betuma, maybe next year they become tame as well after the zrika. So what's the difference if they became tame after the zrika versus before the zrika? The din is after the zrika, it doesn't work. The only heter to eat the carbon betuma is if when we initially brought it during the shechita when they're tame as well. When it came betuma, you can eat a betuma. But let's say it's a situation where it came betara. But the tumah came after the zrika, that's not called a carbon coming betumah, whereby you can eat a betumah, that's a carbon that came betara, but it became tameh after the fact. So even though mikra didn't sound like you'd be able to eat a betumah, when the whole tzibur came betumah, because of this concern of it changing the following year, they said one should not eat it even betumah. Look at that inside the Gemara one more time. Again, Akzeira Shema, Yitmu Habaylam Acha Zrika. They're concerned in another situation where everything was brought betara, the Baal became Tameh after the Zrika. V'yom were they going to say, remember last year, Yishtake, remember last year? Lo nitma tamenu v'achalnu. We didn't become Tameh and we ate. Hashanami necha, let's eat. V'lo yada. But they didn't realize that Yishtake last year, kizdarek, when they sprinkled the blood at the time of the Zrika, dam bailim tamayim, the Baal was already Tameh at that point. That's called Tuma Baba Tuma, rather carbon Baba Tuma, and therefore Nechaba Tuma. But this year, they didn't realize it's a chilek hashta bailam torim havu. But there, at the time of the zrika, this year, the baal was actually tower. The elim became tamei after the zrika was already done, and that's not the heter of the karm pesach being eaten betuma. Okay, a bit of a complicated daf. We'll do a quick, very, very quick summary here. So the Gemara starts off with saying that our mission is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, we want to initially suggest that he ba'in and tarte, but we suggested that maybe he holds tzitz meratzeh like Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why he holds of our carbon. Maybe it's, I'm sorry. We said the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Nassim. We said maybe he is like our Mishnah because he might hold like Rabbi Elazar that sits in Maratza on Achila And therefore, our Mishnah explains why. We said it can't be the case. Then we said maybe because he holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, he would allow it as well. And we said that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Dechuyahi B'Tzibur, and therefore he's not the author of Mishnah. Then we discussed a whole interesting brisa, Rabbi Yossi holding Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, by Menachos and Zvachim, and we have a few different suggestions, the difference between Tamei versus Nisraf, Yachid versus Tzibur, and we had a suggestion about Lechachil B'Dieved. We concluded it's a difference between Tamei B'Dieved versus Aved V'Sarif B'Dieved. That was the conclusion. And then we had the Mishnah that why by the Karim Pesach, the din was if the Basar is Tamei, you can't go ahead and bring this, but by other Karbanos, as long as the Chaylev is Tahor, we don't need the Basar. Even the Basar is Tamei, you can bring it because of Pesach, you need to have the Achilas Pesachim, as opposed to other Mukdashim, you don't need the Achila. Then we had the Shita of Ra, that's only the Chachila, you shouldn't sprinkle the blood by the Pesach, but if one had had Imzarek, Hurta, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Achilas Pesachim is not Ma'akev, we spent the rest of the daf trying to prove which Rabbi Nassim, where the source is, and then we had a few different prices to figure out who was the author, was it Rabbi Nassim, or was it the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Mirta Hashem, I'll see you tomorrow, and I need to rest my voice.